Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today.
Hello there and welcome, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe with you here on this Wednesday. So I've got a piece that I want to get into in the next hour. I should mention it's hour number 3, right? We're going to Rajani Riverzine will be with us. She is a Senate candidate in the state of Wisconsin, Republican Senate candidate. She'll be joining us for a segment later in the show to talk about her candidacy. And we're actually going to do a podcast with her after the show that will be public as soon as we get it completed, posted at regjoeshow.com. That way we can go a little deeper into who she is, why she's running her positions. But the other thing, there's a piece that was written about the situation with Speaker Johnson and the need for cooler heads to prevail. I'll get into that in the next hour because it's interesting. That would be my teaser. I sometimes feel like I don't have a home. And what I mean by that is, like a good example is Speaker Johnson. I think he's been an abject failure on some really important issues. I don't know how to spin it a different way. Pushing through these spending bills the way he did was a complete flip-flop, and he did nothing to secure the border. Pushing through FISA, although saying that he was 100% behind a warrant rule being there for American citizens, suddenly he's not. You know, we're supposed to just take him at their word. Well, we don't judge hearts, but we judge actions, right? And his actions have been pathetic on these things. Now, that being said, though, I don't necessarily support vacating the speakership. I mean, let's be clear. At this point, you have de facto control of the House by the Democrats anyway. They're promising to save him if there's a vacate effort. He gave them what they want, possibly for political cover in return. We don't know. But I don't see, there's no end game in vacating. And I said this, by the way, when they did with McCarthy. And I liked McCarthy a lot less than Mike Johnson. But you've got to have an end strategy. Matt Gaetz admitted he didn't. He just wanted him out. He wanted to vent his spleen. Well, that's not good enough. I mean, it's okay to be frustrated and be angry and want to change things, but you have to have an actual plan. And right now, there is no plan in terms of vacating the speakership other than essentially making it official that Hakeem Jeffries is now going to be the speaker if they are successful in vacating. I wouldn't trust the Democrats to protect me if my life depended on it. And his political life very well might. So I'm kind of not in two camps. I mean, I just have my thought process. We have those that are like, no, he needs to go to hell with what happens. Well, again, we can't be as irresponsible as they are. That's never going to be the right answer. We have 195 days to go. We're not going to grow the majority, between now and then, because I think there's one special election, but that's it. The rest of the vacated seats, the retiring people that left early, sit empty. You're left with people not being represented in the Congress because of the poor decisions of members of Congress. Ostensibly, at least in one case, Mike Johnson was part of that decision-making process. Another strike. But at the same token, and I'll get into this with this story, that this article, this opinion piece that was written by a county chair out of the state of Wisconsin. My problem, I'll just give you the premise right now, it's all vagaries with no specifics, and it's, yeah, I mean, everything sucks, but it's going to be better, and we still have to rally around people. Look, if I don't like playing Lucy in the football. If she says she's going to hold the ball and I go to kick and she pulls the ball away once, I'm not going to try to kick the ball from her again. I'd prefer to take the ball away, find somebody else to hold the ball that's actually going to hold it in place when I kick it. Right now, too many Republicans, I don't know if it's rose-colored glass, some super secret double probation strategy that nobody else is intelligent enough to understand. This idea, though, that we can keep trusting Lucy to hold the ball for us is kind of fanciful. It's kind of silly. It borders on dumb, because why? What proof do we have? I'll get into it, though. I don't want to. So this is just a little teaser. All right. So this, I don't know if you want to consider this good news, bad news. Doesn't matter to me. I mention it as a segue to a story about Joe Biden. But there's a, oh, and I'm sorry. I did forget to mention one thing on that good news story. Second story came out. There's now a new college called St. Joseph the Worker that's starting in Ohio, dedicated to teaching, I mean, anybody, but it's a Catholic college. I think all are welcome. But to teaching young men the trades, which I think is awesome that they're starting in college specifically for that, but doing it with a faith-based view of the world. And on that same token, political commentator, former Daily Wire podcast host, Candace Owens, who's been in the spotlight quite a lot recently, announced via X that she has converted to Catholicism, saying, quote, "Recently I made the decision to go home. There's, of course, so much more that went into this decision, and I plan to share it in the future. But for now, praise be to God for his gentle but relentless guiding of my heart toward truth." She went on to say, "So do not fear, for I am with you," quoting the Bible, "for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I do not fear. Christ is King." So she made that post, and it's interesting because she's been in a bit of a tumultuous situation with the head of the Daily Wire. I think they're supposed to be doing some debate. Interesting that this became news. Now, you juxtapose her celebrating, as she said, going home, converting to Catholicism. And then you have Joe Biden, who went to Florida. Kind of a gutsy move, when you think about it. Florida right now, a stronghold for conservative Republicans. Very strong Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, who's had a great deal of success there. The home state of Donald Trump, that's where he lives now. And Joe Biden went in for a fly-in yesterday to promote abortion in a state that has one of the most stringent pro-life laws in the country. This is obviously a big middle finger to the Republicans. It's supposed to be a sign that they have no fear of what will come in November. Now, that could be because they plan on cheating, but the point is, from a political calculus, it was a risky move. It was a ballsy move. So that means Joe Biden didn't come up with it. But when he was there, he did something rather interesting. And I mentioned Candace Owens and this for this simple reason. As part of what he did, in response to pro-abortion comments made by Democrat Nikki Fried, Joe Biden made the sign of the cross. Now, where are you, Catholic bishops? Do your job.
The Regular Joe Show.